Now we get to another section, which is rather typical for the orchids. Not completely unique, but rather typical. Orchids have mimicry. They pretend to be something they are not. They pretend to be insects. Wasps, bees. And they are very good in imitating the external of an insect. You would swear that this is an insect, wouldn't you? But it is an orchid. So it is perfection in pretending. It's mimicry. It's false information. Why does it do this? Well, it does it for pollination. And pollination goes in a different way in orchids than from other plants. Normally it's so that in a plant there is a male reproductive organ that produces pollen. And you have a female receiving organ called an ovary that receives pollen. And there the fertilization takes place. And this needs to be exchanged. Pollen has to be transferred to the ovaries. That's the normal way. In orchids, this is different. In orchids, the male and the female organs are one. They merged, they melted together. So they're not separate. That means that they at the same time produce pollen and can receive pollen. That means that for a pollinator, it is more effort because it is more heavy, these pieces. It is because pollen is hardly anything, that's very light. But this is both. This is a little clump. So it's more effort for a bee to transport it to the next orchid. So what we could say in human language, the orchid needs to make a certain promise. If you do this for me, I do that for you. What about that? An exchange of services. So it makes it the promise. And in almost all plants, this is on equal basis. This is an exchange. As a reward for pollination, a bee gets pollen, or nectar, or honey, which he can use, eat, feed his young, whatever. Something for both of them. It's a reward system. So it seems in the orchid. But the orchid makes false promises. It promises, but doesn't deliver. It says, smell how nice I smell. You can find honey in me. But it is not there. It's a false promise. Another false promise that it makes, it promises sex. Because it makes you believe that it is your partner. The insect. So male insects believe that they have found a virgin insect and want to copulate with it. And it's actually what they do. They can be busy for hours. But of course there is no reward. Because it is not a female.